Now, Mark, tell us about Our Country, Ancient Wonders, because this is a picture book for what age group, first off?
I'd say it's for all ages. That's what I'd like it to be. It's a picture book that's designed primarily for primary school, but it's about our beautiful country, and I like to think that anyone who loves Australia will find something fascinating in the book. So, but primarily, I think it's a primary school age, middle primary to upper primary.
Well, it's interesting because in addition to having lots of lovely illustrations to get their attention, it's got a storyline, but also it's got little factoids, hasn't it?
I think each page in this book, by accident, has kind of like, the way it worked out was there's almost four narratives on each page. So there's a lyrical text, there's a fact to back up the lyrical text, then there's one line which includes the words "our country," which sort of sums up the whole page, and then there's also the narrative contained in the illustrations.
Well, give us an example of it. Read us something from one of the first pages.
The book goes all around Australia, and the first page starts in Queensland, where it should. So it's about the dinosaur trail. Travel back in time on a dinosaur trail. In outback sites from Winton and beyond, fossils are found in dusty paddocks and bone-dry riverbeds. At Lark Quarry, a frenzy of footprints preserved in mudstone may tell the story of a Cretaceous encounter. What caused a herd of dinosaurs to scatter at Lark Quarry is a 95-million-year-old mystery. Paleontologists believe they panicked to escape a hungry meat-eating predator. The fossilised tracks discovered on a remote cattle station are considered to be the world's only preserved record of a dinosaur stampede. It's true. Prehistoric beasts once roamed our country.
Now, see, the interesting thing there is that it seems like on, say, the left-hand side of the page, it's for maybe younger readers, and then when they've absorbed a bit more of the story, they can go to the right-hand side of the page, can't they?
I like to create books that incite creativity, but mostly curiosity. So the idea of this book is it's an introduction to some of the big places in Australia where these ancient wonders are. And the idea is that children will read these pages, but also then find out more for themselves. So it's an entry level and containing a little information that's of interest, poetic language. It can be read, as I said, to younger children by just reading the one line, "Prehistoric beasts once roamed our country," and that would sum up that page very, very easily. But for older students, they can delve into the facts or they can delve into this lyrical text. So, yeah, it contains a little bit for everyone.
Well, let's have another page.
Explore a land shaped by volcanic eruptions. Long ago, molten rivers of lava surged across the plains and valleys of far north Queensland. As the outer layers cooled and formed solid crusts, hot liquid lava inside the tubes continued to flow, before draining out, leaving behind the Undara lava tubes. The tube-like cave system at Undara formed 190,000 years ago. Molten magma from deep within the earth exploded to the surface where a volcano erupted. Lava flowed for 160 kilometres from the crater, creating the world's longest lava flow from a single volcano in recent geological time. Our country had a fiery past.
And now let's talk about the illustrations too, because in a picture book, the illustrations are really important. They've got to support the text, you know, very clearly, haven't they?
Correct, and I have to say that I'm very biased with the illustrations in this book because they're done by my wife, Fran A. Lesak, and this is our 15th book that we've done together. And one of the things that's not mentioned in the text but flows through the whole book is a group of curious explorers. And these curious explorers travel through, our country is calling them, and they're going to all these places. And children who read the book can also follow each individual character as they travel through. One likes looking at bats and birds. The other ones have a bit of fun. There's one boy with a broken arm. I don't know why you end up with a broken arm in the book, but, you know, that's what she came up with, all these character sketches, and eventually they evolved, and they're the ones who... That's the narrative, that's the fourth part of the book, where we see not just the places, but these characters enjoying the places. Because the book is also designed to encourage parents to get out there with their kids and go and explore some of the amazing places that are in Australia. So, so follow the characters and see where the journey takes them.
Well, where does the third page?
Beneath the mullock heaps at Lightning Ridge, seek a flicker, a flash, a spark of colour. Millions of years ago, the waters of an inland sea seeped into cracks in the seafloor. When the water evaporated, sediments trapped in cavities formed a gel that hardened to produce rainbow-coloured opals. Over 90% of the world's precious opal is mined in the outback. Its formation began during the Cretaceous period when the interior of Australia was covered by an inland sea. The flashes of colour are created by microscopic silica particles that split light into a kaleidoscope of colour. Opal is Australia's national gemstone, and some of the most valuable opals are found at Lightning Ridge. It's true. Rare gems are found in our country.
Now, what got you into writing children's books? Because, you know, I find that authors have often got a particular talent for it. They're drawn to it for some reason.
I was drawn to writing children's books by my wife, who we've done, as I said, about 15 books together, but she's on her 50th book now, and I met her when she was doing her first book. And at that time, I was a professional musician, and I was writing songs. And our children were born, and I was writing books for really young children in rhyming verse. And I just loved the idea that creativity, I mean, I loved my music, but I loved the idea that I could have another outlet for my creativity. So I started writing books for really older children. My passion, a lot of my books are about Australian history, but I'm also, for many years, I became a sort of an amateur geologist. So everywhere I went, I used to collect rocks and fossils and gemstones and all sorts of things. And eventually, curiosity has a strange way of sort of turning into something, and eventually I did a book called The Book of Stone, and from The Book of Stone I thought, well, you know, we've got all these amazing places in Australia with these ancient wonders, why don't we create a book that would take kids on a journey of discovery.
And how's it been received by the target audience so far?
It's been received really, really well. It's only just come out, but it's fascinating to see, you know, little photographs we see of someone saying, look, I just found your book at the National Gallery, and those sort of things, because outside of just a book that's for children's enjoyment, it's also an educational book, and it's also a book that that I think finds its way into specialty outlets as well, you know, not just, you know, school libraries and bookstores, but also finds itself into, you know, galleries and places where people love beautiful books.